Revisiting the Role of BARS in AGN Fueling with Propensity Score Sample Matching, by Luis A. Silva Lima et al. The high luminosity displayed by an active galactic nucleus, AGN, requires that gas be transported to the center of the galaxy by some mechanism. BAR-driven processes are often pointed out in this context, and a number of studies have addressed the BAR-AGN connection, but with conflicting results. Some of the inconsistencies can be explained by the different spatial and timescales involved in BAR-driven gas inflows, accretion by the central black hole, and AGN emission. However, the discrepant results could also be due to sample biases, because both the AGN activity determination and the BAR detection are influenced by the method employed. We revisit the BAR-AGN connection in a sample of galaxies from SDSS, looking for evidence of the influence of BARs on AGN activity. We determine AGN activity by emission line diagnostics, and the properties of the BAR were previously estimated with BUDDA, which performs 2D bulge BAR disk decomposition. Before comparing active and inactive galaxies, we made a careful selection of the sample to minimize selection biases. We created control samples by matching them with the AGN sample using propensity score matching. This technique offers an analytical approach for creating control samples given some object parameters. We find that AGN are preferentially found in barred galaxies, and that the accretion rate is higher in barred galaxies, but only when different M-sigma relations are used to estimate the black hole mass M, in barred and unbarred galaxies, from the central velocity dispersion sigma. On the other hand, we find no correlation between activity level and BAR strength. Altogether, our results strengthen theoretical predictions that the BAR is an important mechanism in disk galaxies, creating a gas reservoir to feed AGN, but they also indicate that other mechanisms can play a major role, particularly at scales. This was Revisiting the Role of BARs in AGN Fueling with Propensity Score Sample Matching, by Luis A. Silva Lima et al.